Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Awaken Americans. Welcome, everyone, to Yasha Prayer Force. I don't understand, but we've got some technical difficulties here. And let's see if we can live. Okay, we got live. No, yes, we got live one. And I know there's someone else coming on, but this is the Awaken.
I'm here.
Yes. Hi, Mary Lynn. We're waiting. Nancy came on, and I don't know what happened. You disappeared, and then she disappeared. And here we go.
Well,
okay, let's see if this
Well, I'll tell you what happened. There's a clicking on the line, so I hung up and redialed just to make sure it wasn't my equipment. But
Got it. Now,
we're
here
back.
We got. Hello? We're back. Nancy there?
Yeah, but I'm getting that same clicking, so I don't know what that is, but I'll try to ignore it.
And I don't hear clicking at all this time. But anyway, hey, friends, this is Yasha Prayer Force. This is our primary first edition, and it's on 9/21 of 2020. 9/21. And we are in tumultuous times, and I've got two of my dearest and closest friends here, and we're going to awaken and educate, empower, and equip with the Yasha Prayer Force. We are for God and country. We are in tumultuous times, and we need peace, love, and prayer. And we need direction from God above, and God promises us whenever there's, Nancy's just disappeared, whenever there's two or more gathered, there's more power in prayer. So we are guided by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we need to pray for wisdom and freedom. And Mary Lynn, I want to thank you. I'm going to read what you had to say about the Yasha and the 28 different translations in the Bible. So I'm going to, you know what, this is very, very, very deep. But what you sent me today, and I knew it meant to heal, to save, to deliver, to avenge, it's victorious, to accept help, to receive. But I didn't I knew the whole victorious thing, but I didn't, you really unpacked it very deeply, because it does come from Yeshua, which is Jesus' name, and it's a place to experience the healing only Jesus can provide. It's a place to pray and worship and learn how to be a lover of Jesus. And it's a place to be equipped to minister and save the lost. This is a place to exercise our spiritual gifts in an atmosphere for love of Jesus and for the kingdom of God. And it is a place to soak in the presence of Jesus. It's a place to pray for pastors and the church for our country here. And also says the call to church in Siouxland to wake up and join the battle that is being waged for souls, for men and women. God wants to save our families, our neighbors, our coworkers, and total strangers that sleep under the bridge, people who huddle in hungry apartments, ethnic groups, and from all over the world to call this region home. He wants us, his bride, to invite all into fellowship through the provisions of Jesus Christ. So it says, we train and equip healing room facilitators and worshipers. We provide times of worship intercession for the transformation of the region of glory. So thank you, Miss Mary Lynn, for sharing that. I hope everybody's still on here. Oh, there's a studio. And, okay, Nancy, I see that you keep bouncing back in, I wonder, because of the connection. Okay.
Well, we're having some pretty wicked weather down here in Florida, so in Southwest Florida. last night we had a, I mean, I was in the hallway. It was so bad. I really thought a tornado was going to blow through. And today it's just as well. Yeah, they said the gusts were up to 55 miles an hour last night. So, and today equally as windy. Could be a problem. Anyway, my belief is, you know what I really liked when I found the definition of when Yeshu comes, the rest of Yasha is captured. Help brings victory. Victory brings salvation.
Yeah.
In salvation,
yeah.
We are avenged upon our enemies. I don't think any statement could be more true than is what is happening right now. And
I mean,
praise
today.
God for
absolutely.
Donald,
that's
President
why,
Donald
absolutely.
J. Trump. He is our leader,
yes.
And he's taking it and has taken it for three quarters years. And once again, you know, we keep moving along. We keep prodding forward in a positive motion, and all the crazy radical left Democrats keep on doing is doing negative things to not only hurt Donald Trump, but to hurt Americans. And they don't seem
well,
to get
that.
Well,
as a ministry, it's not a political statement, but yes, there are people that are evil, that are wicked out there, that want to go ahead and destroy what God created in America. You are exactly correct. And this current president that is leading our country right now is anointed, we believe, by God. But we are not taking a political stance on, as a ministry, because there are reasons why. So there's that. But as a ministry, we support people that support America. We support people that support the family. We support people that choose not to murder babies in the ninth month after they're born. We support people that have issues of liberty and freedom, and that our God gives us our liberties and our freedoms, not our government. So with that, who would like to start us off in prayer and focus on our faith and God and our solution and focus in on God's presence and his power and be fervent in his praise? Who would like to start us off in our prayer today?
Well, I'll start with a quick inspirational quote if I could.
Okay.
Okay, impossible is just a big word thrown around by small people who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it's a dare. Impossible is a potential. Impossible is temporary. And I like temporary because temporary can change. Presently, your financial situation isn't good. It's temporary. Keep moving forward. Oh, I'm overweight. Well, keep moving forward. It's all temporary. But what's most important is your faith and your belief in God, and God we trust. And that today is most important, and we have to be together and be bonded together by prayer.
Amen. Well, I'll start off with the scripture. God is our helper. And this is Psalms 91:14. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me, and I will protect those who trust in my name. Father God, we come to you as your children, and you promise your children that you will always be with us. And you promise us that if we trust in you with all of our heart, you will lead and guide us in all of our ways. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Father, our country needs you to direct our path right now, God, because we are going in a very, very opposite way of you. And Father, we know that your son Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, will be coming soon. We do know that this is a new year, the Rosh Hashanah, this week. Friday, September 18th, is your year of 5780. And we do know, Father, that there are high holy days coming. So, God, as we become, you know, as we come closer to you and we are entering Yom Kippur this weekend, God, we ask for your divine guidance as a country. We ask for your provision and protection over our president and his family, God. Anoint his words as he speaks publicly, God. God, we ask that your people, God, we ask that your people wake up. We ask that this country wakes up and gives you the reliance that we need. We need to learn to rely on you more, Father. So, God, we ask that you lead and guide and bless our country, bless us individually, and God, let us have peace and love in our hearts. God, as this whole thing unpacks with what's going on with the Supreme Court, let cooler heads and wisdom prevail, God. Expose the evil politicians for who they are, and God, you just give our country your provision and protection. And God, we thank you for this opportunity. Dash a prayer for us. We hope to, you know, awaken and educate and empower people to you and your truth and to equip, you know, others. And God, we just want to bring people to you for your glory. And God, this weekend is coming up a great big thing in the Capitol with Jonathan Kahn, and it's going to be fabulous. And if we could all get on there and watch it, we ask that you bless that. So, God, we thank you. We love you. We hope you protect our president and our country and our families and show us the truth. In Jesus' name, go ahead, guys. Anybody else want to pray?
And in Jesus' name, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Please, dear God, put the white light of love and safety around the president, around his administration, to keep him safe from harm. I understand there's a lot of death threats to him. Someone sent him ricin, and his Speaker of the House, the Senate, Senate Majority Leader, is receiving death threats. But what we have to remember, and this is a really great quote that I found, and I really think it's, I know the word love is overused, but here we have to remember what it really means. We must discover the power of love, the redemptive power of love. And when we discover this, we will be able to make of this world a new world. We will be able to make men better. Love is the only way. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Amen. He was a pastor, God. Thank you. Amen. And God, this thing that's happening at the mall in Washington, it's called The Return, and it's based in Washington, D.C., And God, you know, we need to just come to you as a country and use this ministry to help expand your word, God, for your glory. And God, let this country be the country of faith that we once were. We understand, God, we're not a theocracy, but we do understand that we were founded on your principles. And we just ask that you lead, guide, and touch us. We still have about a half hour, ladies, if anybody else wants to plug in. Ms. Nancy, I see you still there.
Yeah, I'm just still getting that clicking, so I don't want to transmit that over the airwaves.
I'm too late.
Mary, do you hear?
Yeah, I
hear
it.
You a little bit. So let me share a story.
It sounds like a
metronome. Put it on the record. What did you say, Mayor? I'm sorry.
Anyway, I have been pulling up some because I was unfamiliar with Yasha, so I was doing some research. I also found another definition. It says to save, be saved, be delivered. To be liberated.
Be saved, be delivered. And be victorious.
Right. Correct.
Yes. That's what
and,
I mean.
And
well,
these...
this is...
Go on.
Go ahead. I mean, this is when I heard this word. It's the weirdest thing. This is another weird thing, and I will fill you in on the weird thing that happened to me today too. I wrote this down. I don't know how many months ago, but then again, I was like going through some of my stuff, and you guys know I write stuff down and I keep all my notebooks. Well. I found the word Yasha that I wrote like 10 years ago on something. So that was my inspiration and my God wink to go ahead and call this the Yasha Prayer Course, knowing that it meant to be saved, to be delivered, to be victorious in battle. Because quite frankly, also to be saved from moral trouble, to give victory. Our country is facing a moral crisis right now. And believe me, I am not the moral majority. I don't claim or profess to be. I am a sinner. But when we start calling good evil and evil good, you know, we're in trouble, guys. So I just want to share a little situation. I went and dropped stuff off today at the retail shop, and, of course, I had to go in. And I'm looking for a Bible with big print. So I went over by the books, and I found this cute little New Testament, and it was a green tab, which is 50% off. It's this little tiny pocket Bible, and it's called the Prophecy Edition. And I'm like, okay, it's cute, and it was 75 cents with 50% off, so it was 37 cents. And, it was cute. So I opened the back, and it's really cool. When was the Messiah to come? And it talks about Daniel's prophecy and the witness of prophets. But I open up the front of the book, and there's a little thing there that says, my promise, in appreciation of the gift of this book, I will read it and pray to God to show me the truth as I read. And the name says Carol Paris. I didn't notice that until I brought it home.
I got the chilies. Both are.
Uh-huh. Yeah, me too.
No, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, so if that isn't a God wink, if that isn't our Father's God wink, like Mary Lynn and Nancy, I don't know if you know this. But Mary Lynn came with me to the 9/12 march in 2009. And Mary Lynn's like, Carol Ann, you're passionate about what this stuff. You're passionate about freedom and liberty. Why don't you do something? And I said to Mary, I said, Mayor, I know nothing about any of this stuff. She goes, you're passionate. You run businesses. She took me to the library. The only day that was open was September 17th. And lo and behold, not to either one of us knowing that, until the date that we actually had our event that day, 7 people showed up at the Palatine Library. September 17th just happened to have been Constitution Day. Mary Lynn, I don't know if I ever told you that story, but
oh, it's,
those
it's
are
amazing.
The God winks
I love-
in life that...
Yeah, and
those are
most certainly
coincidences.
No coincidence, right, Nancy?
No coincidence,
ahead,
and we understand that word.
Yep. So, Mary, this is, I mean, you know what, guys? Now, I don't know, you know what, we're starting it at a really great day, 9/21, 3 times 3. You know, Jesus' number, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that's the number of the Trinity. God's perfect number, the number of perfection is 7. So if you take 3 and divide 3 into 9, that's 3. And you take 3 into 21, that's 7. And we did kind of launch almost at 333. So, God, we hope to honor you by doing this, and you use this for your glory. And, ladies, is there anything you think we could do better here to honor God and to make this a better program, a better platform?
Well, what I think is very meaningful, Carol Ann, was like the stories, the few stories that you mentioned. I think relating real life, some people, and this is someone who I like to call myself kind of Christian light. I believe, but I'm not, I don't walk around with the Bible. But I think a lot of, there's a lot of people out there that may be a little frightened or unsure or unknowing, maybe don't have a lot of exposure. My parents, I was raised Catholic. I was at church and Sunday school every Sunday. But until I broke out on my own and found what meant something to me, and that was Willow Creek Church, the answers are sometimes hard to find. That's why people like Joel Osteen are so popular, because he brings it back to your everyday life. How does God, Jesus, the Bible, how does it all influence my life on a day-to-day basis?
Right.
And then do we always just reach out for help when we need it? Or like what I have done and I do every morning is my morning gratitude prayer. And I was especially grateful for this morning when I woke up and my whole home and my whole life was different from what it was yesterday. But that's how fast your life can change for the positive.
Well, and that's the truth. That is the truth. So I will just say a little something about this book that Carol Paris had. It was for something called By Million Testaments Campaign, and that is something that has been very old, and it was from 1932 to 1961 is when it was. And that's when that's what they said about, that's who published it. But it's funny because it doesn't say anything else. It's just published between 1931 and 1962. So it's a really old little Bible. Isn't that weird? But yeah, but I do think God works with us. I think a lot of times for me, before I got born again and started going to, I mean, I was always, you know, a Christian. I always believed. But for me, my dealio was I lived my life, and I prayed to God when I was in trouble.
Right.
It was like God was like my 911
call. You're not alone.
Right. But there's a big difference now that I wake up every morning, and I pray every morning, and I pray throughout the day. As I'm walking around, I'm like, God, you show me what I need to do. And it's just a different relationship in my life, and it just works so much better for me. So that I'm just saying that's my story. I'm not saying that that's how anybody should live their lives either, because I'm still not at one of those kind of. I'm not like that where it's like, you know what, it's got to be this way or no way. It's got to be God, and we have to, you know, just rely on God and the Holy Spirit. But anyway. Anybody else?
Well, I think that rigidity in either direction is not a good thing. You know, too far one direction or the other. I think in life balance is critical. And it goes for how you live spiritually, how you live your regular life. A lot of people will back off if you're too aggressive with religious speaking, religious talk. It can make some people uncomfortable. I'm sure everybody has different reasons why, but I think once there's more exposure and education that we can open up a whole lot of people. And I think, and I really pray, that when you get groups and large groups of people that are going to president's rallies, and he said, and we will never stop using the term "In God We Trust." And I think that exposure is so important, because we need a leader who believes. We need a leader who has positive effects on this country and the evil that he's been fighting. And unfortunately, what's very sad right now, and that's what we really need to pray for, is the American people. We are collateral damage right now, and I think we all need to pray. I was talking to a private entrepreneur yesterday. She's hoping her vegan cafe doesn't have to shut down, but you know, she's in a very Democrat area in New Hampshire. And she was doing really, really well, and then all of a sudden now she's having to borrow money. So prayers out to the struggling American people, and get everybody through, you know, I don't want to say these trying times, because that's definitely overused, but get us through, as President Trump says, you know, next year could possibly be the best year ever. We just need to get there.
Yeah, well, Ronald Reagan said it very eloquently. If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. So we have to remember our foundation, and I do know we do a lot of that on the radio show I do with Victor, and we go into the history of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, and actually a lot of that was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Now, Nance, do you have anything to say? I know you're still there. I see you're still hanging on. Is there anything? Oh, she's gone. She's gone. She dropped.
Well, it's understandable.
Yeah.
The clicking is a little off, but these things.
Are you hearing clicking? Because I'm not hearing clicking.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And I'm on a landline, so I don't know if it'd be any different
so
if I was
weird.
On a cell phone.
And I don't hear a darn thing, so that's really weird. Well, then let's just call it. We did 30 minutes.
Well, you know,
God,
it's just God. I'm sorry. I was just going to make it funny. It's just God knocking on our front door.
Yeah, well, sooner than we expect, my dear. But God, we thank you for this time together. God, show us, lead us, guide us in everything we do. Bless our country. Let the truth be exposed. And we'll be back here next time, next week. And lead us,
what's
guide
going
us,
on
touch
tomorrow?
Us, and let us use it. We're doing tomorrow. We're going to do two girls. Tomorrow we're going to do our show. Two gals with two names.
Two
on Tuesday,
gals with
putting
two
our
names.
Two cents in, and then we could talk about politics on that one tomorrow. More politics.
But of course, but not today. And we're going to finish up with some eloquent words, Carol Ann. You just finish us off, and I promise I won't cut you off this time. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Please hear our prayers.
Thank
Carol
you,
Ann.
Father, for this day. Yes, I'm here. Lead us, guide us every way, God, and show us what we need to do and how we glorify you. So, God, just lead us. Lead us, guide us. We trust in you. And we know that you're in control and we're not, and we surrender all to you, Father. Thank you for this day. Keep your protection and provision on our country, on our family. And, God, just let your light shine on the truth. Go ahead, Mayor.
And my most hope that I have is that every day we all can wake up and be grateful for the wonderful country we live in, all the opportunities
Amen.
We have. But I pray that all the churches will be soon opened up for all worshipers, and that our love for this country and our love of God will not be diminished by evildoers. Please, God, put the protection of your love and light and safety around us and protect us from ones who want to do us harm. We know with your love and guidance that the bright days are ahead. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Mayor. God bless you, Nancy, even though you're not there right now. And we'll be back. We'll figure this thing out. We'll make it work. We'll make it.
I'll be a little more prepared for next week. God bless everybody.
Great.
Have
Thank
a
you.
Blessed,
Love
blessed
you.
Evening.
God bless you.
All righty. Love
Bye.
You. Bye-bye now.
Bye, Mayor. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye, honey. Bless you. God bless you. Okay. Bye-bye. Remember, be well, be blessed, be great. Be the change you wish to see. This is Carolyn Parisi. Yasha Awaken America Prayer Force. Yasha Prayer Force. That is who we are. Thank you, Lord. Amen.